Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler with Ghost Stories, the podcast. But you knew that already, didn't you? Thank you for tuning in. We have another great story for you today, as usual. Before we crack on with that, though, I hope you're all doing well. It's been a bit of a crazy one this week because it's the first week I was child-free for a day. The intention was to work on that podcast the whole day, use that spare time, but I ended up spending half the day on admin, reading so many of your stories, and I'm right up to date now, which is such a good feeling. So I was sitting on quite a few, and then used the child-free time to treat myself to just a bit of relaxation. But I assure you, moving forward, I'm going to be using that spare day to kind of record. So no more of these late-night recording sessions. This week's story was sent in by Tiffany over Facebook, one of the many ways you can get in touch with us if you have a story you want to share. And it's a really interesting one. It's not the most overtly spooky tale I've had, but sometimes the ones that are a bit more subtle are kind of, for me anyways, a touch more chilling than something that's kind of completely big jump scares throughout. And it's a really simple one. I don't want to give it too much of an introduction, but it's another tale of something happening in one's home. So I hope you enjoy it. Tiffany, thank you so much for sending it in. If you have any more, feel free to ping them over and I'll have a read and see if it'll work for the podcast. Likewise, if you're listening to this and you think you want to send your own story in, do get in touch. I'll tell you how after Tiffany's story. And hopefully I'll hear from you. So sit back and enjoy Mommy. Our house was never really a place where we experienced anything unsettling or unusual. It was pretty much just a normal family home. I guess if there was one room I had to class as spooky, it would be the basement. Now, it was the kind of old basement where the light was a bare bulb in the middle of the room and you had to pull a chain to turn it on. It was both the laundry room and a storage space. In fact, in some areas we had boxes stacked all the way to the ceiling. Like I said though, not really unusual or all that spooky overall. It was just a basement. Now, I usually went down there after my son was in bed to do laundry. My husband worked third shift at the time, so it was just me and my son at nights. Now, my son, he's on the autistic spectrum, and ever since he was a little baby, he did have problems sleeping. Sometimes, while I was downstairs doing laundry, I could hear him get up, run through the house, and come to the top of the basement stairs. He would sit down at the top step, since he knew he wasn't allowed to climb down them without me, because they were far too steep, and he'd just say, "Mommy?" Then I'd either bring him down with me if I still had laundry to do, or I'd just say, "Just a minute, baby," and then I'd have to turn off the light bulb and walk up the stairs in the dark. Like I said, it was all very normal, and rarely did anything unusual or exciting happen. That was until that Halloween. Tired from the excitement of all the trick-or-treating, he'd fallen asleep in his costume, a cute cow onesie with little horns on his head. As always, I heard him stroll through the house and come to the top of the stairs and say, "Mommy?" I could clearly see the outline of little cow horns from his costume on his head. As usual, I told him I'd be up in a moment and quickly wrapped up what I was doing. It didn't take me more than 5 or 10 seconds. I grabbed my laundry basket, turned off the bulb, and started to walk up the stairs. By the time I got halfway up, engulfed in total darkness, I looked where he was usually sat waiting for me, and the cow outline was gone. In fact, he was nowhere to be seen. Now, I hadn't heard him get up and walk away. The floorboards in this house groaned like a man with a cold whenever anyone walked on them, so I assumed he'd scooted back into the hallway. But when I got all the way up, he wasn't there either. I stopped and thought to myself, was I imagining him being there? Was my mind playing tricks on me? But no, like I said, our house is loud when you walk around, and I definitely heard him come down. I also, without a doubt, heard "Mommy" come from the top of the stairs. I shook off the unusual feeling of unease and decided maybe he was just feeling mischievous and hiding from me, so I decided to look for him. As you do when playing hide and seek with a child, I playfully spoke as I looked around. Are you behind this curtain? Nope. Are you inside this cupboard? He wasn't. In fact, he wasn't in the kitchen, the dining room, the living room, hallway, or the bathroom. This was highly unusual, and honestly, deep down, I felt like he wasn't hiding from me. I felt so uncomfortable, though, that I continued to speak to myself as I walked around. I think it calmed my nerves, being brave for your child and all that. After searching for a while, I peeked in his room, and he was there, fast asleep, and no longer wearing his costume. I touched the bed, and it was warm from him laying there, so he hadn't just climbed back in. This gave me a mixture of emotions and confusion that dropped into the pit of my stomach. Conscious, though, not to wake him, I backed into the hallway. To my shock, I stumbled as I tripped over something on the floor. I looked down, and it was his cow costume, horns laying there in a heap. But I'm sure it wasn't there moments earlier when I went into his room. My hands trembled with fear and the thought of how they got there. I'm not sure who was sitting at the top of the basement stairs, saying "Mommy." But it wasn't my son. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for sending that story in. I hope all of our listeners found it as chilling as I did. There was something, yeah, quite spooky about that story. Now, listeners, what you need to do is vote for if you think Tiffany's story, "Mommy," was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. You could do this by jumping onto Patreon, where you can vote there. You will need an account, but you don't need to subscribe to do it, so you can do that for free, or you can go over to Facebook and let us know. If you do pop to Patreon while you're there, consider dropping us, it's either $1 or $5, depending on the tier you want to come in at. This will give you exclusive content we're starting to release. At the $5 tier, we're going to have a special artwork, which is being worked on right now with a local artist, and of course, early episodes. So a lot of great benefits there. And once we hit 350, I think that's the number off the top of my head, subscribers, we are going to be going to longer form, more regular content. So that's very exciting. But you don't have to do that to support the podcast. Simply tuning in and telling your friends about how amazing we are is good enough. So if this is your first time here, click that subscribe button now wherever you listen, be it Spotify, iTunes, don't care. Reach down, grab your phone, your laptop, click subscribe. If you've done that and the platform you're listening on allows reviews, drop us a review. I was absolutely blown away recently. I hadn't read reviews for a while, and some of the stuff you've been saying is amazing, and it really keeps me going, especially as this is purely something I do in my free time at the moment. I'm not really getting paid, and anything I make from advertising pretty much puts us in a position of breaking even, because there's hosting costs and everything involved. So I do really appreciate the support you give through listening, word of mouth, and those reviews. So I think that's all from us this week. Excitingly, you don't have to wait as long to hear my voice again. And I'll be back with you very soon. In the meantime, take care of yourselves, be safe, and don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?